This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Everyone, welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today, we have two different products on our show. One is a really cool card game that humans and their dogs can play together. The other half of the show, I have a guest with me who will talk about a yummy treat for your pet that is sure to take the edge off. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So I received these cards in the mail. They're called Bruno's Place. They're positive dog coaching cards. I don't recall in all the years doing Best Pets for Pets ever getting anything quite like this. They're actually playing cards, but they also are training cards. They include all kinds of training tips. I'm going to list them because there's a lot. Crawl, shake, take a bow, spin, settle, down, come, stay, sit, fetch, drop it, roll over, turn left, turn right. And how the game is played is there's at least two teams. So that's a team of one human or two-legged person and one fur babe. So the objective of the game is for the two teams to take turns, you know, getting cards and then using the cards and practicing the different trick or command for your pooch. So for example, I'm looking at the one that says fetch, and there's three steps to each of the different commands. There's basic commands and there's advanced commands. And let me say this, these are a sign of the time because there's really cool graphics on the cards, and fetch actually has a guy with a man bun. So, you know, these are current for sure. And so when you look at fetch, it's actually an advanced command. Okay, probably not the best one to start with. Let's start with the stay command, which is actually part of the fetch command. So for the stay command, that's a basic command. And all you're doing, it says at first, you know, introduce a distraction, then go ahead and walk a little further and work on saying stay as you are going back. Now, each of the different steps has different amount of points. So for example, stay has three, is a basic command with three different cards. The first couple of things, which is say sit, reward them, put your hand out, so forth, you know, how you teach your dog to sit, has 10 points. As it progresses and it becomes a little harder for both you and your four-legged friend, you get more points, 20 points. And then card number three is 30 points. And that's a basic command. And if you look at the more advanced, here we are back to fetch with the man bun and looks like a little German shepherd puppy. This requires sit, stay, and come commands. Now, they again start with the basic, you know, as you're introing it, 10 points, then 20, then 30. And there's also some cards, I guess it's like, you know, wild cards. There's one that says skip a turn. There was one that says refuse, time crunch, ask for a card so that you can get away with maybe not doing anything if your dog needs a little chill time. And then this is how the winners decided. The game ends when neither team has any command cards and it's the team with the highest amount of points. That's the team that wins. So Nice little cards. This is great for keeping kids busy, especially if you have two dogs or two puppies, or there's friends with, you know, that each have their dog. This is a great idea. You know, I advise it for, again, young kids. Adults should be present to supervise, but a great little toy. As I said, this is actually a card game, and you can play, you know, this with another team. But I also think, as a side note, it can be a cool idea for a parent and their little munchkin and teaching them how to train their dog, because you can say, let's do the cards for crawl today. That's a fun trick. And then, you know, it has the different steps on three different cards, and you could just forget about the points. So there's a couple of uses, which makes Bruno's Place cards really fun. Remember, they're positive dog coaching cards. Now stay tuned. We're going to be right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Juliana Carella. She is the founder of Treatables. Welcome, Juliana.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to have you. So what is Treatables?
Treatables is actually the very first CBD pet product. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. We were founded in 2013 as an offshoot of our parent company, Auntie Dolores, which used to be a cannabis edibles company based in California.
Well, congratulations on your 10-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Why did you create Treatables?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. The main reason was when we were involved in cannabis years and years ago, when we started to become familiar with CBD, we began cultivating CBD cannabis strains because we were fascinated with just the medicinal benefits, being that it's not psychoactive like THC is, and yet it has a long list of amazing health benefits, some of which were really synergistic with pet problems that we see across the board. So, you know, nobody else was really doing this at the time, and nobody knew much about it either, because there's been such a concerted effort to misrepresent the benefits of cannabis and hemp. So it was really fascinating to start giving it to our own pets, my employees and, you know, different partners and people that we knew that had pets that were really excited about trying a CBD product. When we saw the results, we were amazed. And so we started to really develop products specifically for pets and began selling it into the California cannabis dispensaries that were already carrying our human products, which were THC products. So it was fascinating to start off in that environment and then figure out how we could actually become a national brand, because as a cannabis brand in California, we were sort of confined to just California. But when we started using hemp to extract the CBD, we were able to sell the product across state lines. And that's how we became a national brand. And then we branched out to other countries such as Japan. So now we're an international brand, but we really started as a very small brand in California and just grew from there.
Wow, congrats. What are some of the issues that you ran into when way back when you first started in maybe educating the pet parent on the other positive abilities of CBD?
Yeah, well, it really became an effort in education, and is still very much an education-based brand to this day, mostly because there's a lot of misconceptions about cannabis and hemp and a lot of misunderstanding. And that's probably due to the fact that it's, you know, it's been over 100 years that we've had this negative propaganda sort of filling the space. And and now with CBD and all the benefits and the cat out of the bag, so to speak, we really needed to educate customers and also just potential customers in the difference between THC and CBD so that they would understand, look, we're not trying to get our animals high. We're trying to get our animals well again. And it's the benefits of CBD are very different from the benefits of THC, and there's a lot of different applications for it. So we had to retrain a lot of people into thinking, hey, you know, the cannabis plant has a lot to offer. There's chemicals that come from the plant that are not psychoactive, and then there's some that are. And all of it's beneficial for a lot of different reasons, and there's so much more we need to learn. But at the end of the day, we've came to realize just how safe it was and how effective and how perfect it is for pets. But again, education is something that we constantly are really focused on because it's needed.
I absolutely agree. You touched on something about how CBD has a lot of benefits for your pets. What are some of those benefits?
Well, so CBD, one of the things I just want to preface everything with saying is, you know, there's the endocannabinoids and then there's phytocannabinoids. So endocannabinoids are actually the cannabinoids that we produce in our body. Our pets also produce these. Well, the phytocannabinoids are really almost exactly the same. They're cannabinoids that come from the plant. So they really mimic some of these things that we are producing in our bodies ourselves. But sometimes we need more of it. So do our pets. So in the case of pets and CBD and the applications, many times it's an anxious animal that needs CBD because there's an incredible affinity between CBD and the nervous system. There's also a great affinity between CBD and, you know, joints and inflammation. So it's great for bringing down inflammation. It's great for taking the inflammation out of the joints or really anywhere in the body. So there's a few things that it really has this incredible affinity for. Like I said, the nervous system, and that's why we see great results with anxiety or even epileptic seizures. So anything related to the nervous system or anything that causes inflammation, those are like the two big areas where we can provide a lot of relief to pets. Now, there's a bunch of other conditions that it's good for, too, that we've added to the list. I mean, being that we've been doing this for over a decade now, we learn from our customers what it's also good for. And some of it are things we had no idea about. So it's a constantly growing list.
What's one of those things that you would think, I didn't think CBD would be helpful with this, you know, ailment?
Well, we learned more recently how good it is for the gut and the microbiome and how good that is for the immunity of the pet, right? So it's bringing, again, you're bringing down the inflammation, you're putting the system back into balance so that their immune system works as well as it's supposed to, so that they have the energy level they're supposed to have, so that they can, you know, have a lot of energy without being anxious, right? So a lot of those things. And then there's just different conditions, Hodgkin's lymphoma, I mean, all types of cancers. We've heard from customers that whose pets had, you know, cancerous tumors that shrunk down after using this product for, you know, months on end. You know, again, I could just go on and on. A lot of these haven't had true research attached to them yet, but that's something that's very much in the process now, because ever since that 2018 Farm Bill passed, it basically took hemp off of the Schedule I narcotic status, which it never should have been classified as that. And that action in itself opened up a lot of research. And the research is really important because we need to be able to quantify all of this. You know, just hearing from customers is one thing, but being able to see it truly, you know, prove itself to be true in research is even better, right? So
exactly.
That's been real exciting to see that come to fruition.
Yes, that's great information. And it's also good, even, you know, this show, just in educating the public, because there's so many misconceptions, and you would think by now people would get it. They would know. I mean, hemp is not THC, is not CBD. But it's also interesting finding out that it can be used for other things, because most people think if they're going to use anything CBD related, it's for anxiety only. But
yep.
Knowing it's for other ailments and that sort of thing, joints, inflammation, that's a big one. Really good. How would you introduce treatables to your, now, is it only for dogs or is it for dogs and cats?
It's for all animals. I mean, we market
all
dogs, cats, and horses because legally that's...
Reptiles?
Yeah. I mean, all animals except for insects have receptors for cannabinoids. So if they've got an endocannabinoid system, meaning they've got these endocannabinoid receptors, which all animals except for insects do, then they're going to respond to CBD. It just really depends on the dosage. I mean, we were treating, you know, a grizzly bear for years. One of the grizzly bears up in Oregon at the wildlife safari came out of hibernation and couldn't walk because he had really bad arthritis in the hind legs. Well, they started giving him 300 milligrams a day using our capsules, and the bear started to run around like a bear cub again.
Wow.
And that went on for like 3 more years until he ended up passing of natural causes. But they were about to put that bear down because they couldn't get him to walk. So we've seen miraculous things. Now, if they weren't going to give that bear enough CBD, we may not have seen that response. So it really comes down to making sure the animal gets the proper dosage. And that can be a trial and error process.
So if you're going to introduce CBD to, say, your dog or cat, that's what most of us have in our homes that have 4 legs anyways. So if you're going to give it to your dog or cat, how should you start?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've got a dosage range, which is 1 milligram for every 10 pounds, all the way up to 1 milligram per pound. So let's say you've got a 50-pound dog at home. You would actually start with 5 milligrams and see how that does. If that doesn't give the results you're after, then you give more up until his weight. So you could start with 5 and then increase to 10, then 15, 12, all the way up to 50 milligrams per dose. So that's what's nice about this. It's got this wide range of action, but it's also got a very wide dosage range that's safe and not going to, you know, knock your animal out. Now, the only reason you want to start with the low end is because many animals respond to very low doses. In fact, dogs actually have more cannabinoid receptors than any other animal, more than humans, more than cats, more than horses, etc. So they tend to need less CBD. All right. So you'd be surprised. Sometimes you're going to give a small dog, a little chihuahua with crazy anxiety, sometimes might need a bigger dose than a lab who's 100 pounds and is really chill and has a little bit of arthritis. So it kind of really depends on the severity of the conditions, but we always tell folks start with 1 milligram for every 10 pounds of weight. And then because we have so many different types of products, they all do the same thing. I mean, they all have the same active ingredient, which has all of these benefits. In fact, we just started this 5-in-1 benefits marketing to really get people to understand, you know, you don't have to pick one CBD product for calming and another CBD product for arthritis and another one for epilepsy. I mean, Treatables does all of those things. Whatever your pet needs, they're going to get from Treatables. So we tell folks, pick the product that you think your animal is going to actually enjoy ingesting. You know, some animals like hard treats, some like soft treats, and so forth. So that's kind of what we tell folks.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. What types of treatables do you have available? And as you said, it depends on what they like ingesting. So most dogs, if they like what they're getting, they like the flavor, they'll eat anything. At least mine did, you know?
That's right. And that's why we make these products really tasty and definitely products that the animal's going to come back for more, because when you're trying to give an animal something every 4 hours, you want to make sure they're going to like it, because it's hard to ingest, you know, it's hard to give an animal something they don't like. So, you know, I mean, we've got customers that buy multiple products from us because they like to just give their animals a little bit of a variety, but really the active ingredient in all those products is the same. All right. So the senior pets might not be able to eat a hard treat. So they might go for the soft chews. Or you might find that, you know, your animal is, it's really easy to give them a capsule inside a pill pocket or something like that. So we've got capsules, we've got dropper bottles. You can put the dropper oil directly into the pet's mouth. You could put it in your hand, have them lick it from your hand. There's so many different ways to get these products into the pet system. Really, it's just about choosing the products that you think will be the easiest to get into your pet. And that's the best place to start, really.
Right, especially with cats or really finicky dogs, but especially cats.
Cats are tough, and we have a hard time developing products for them because they are very picky. But our number one selling product, believe it or not, is our transdermal cream for cats, because you can actually take the cream and put it on the tip of their ear and they will calm down. It will address their joint inflammation. It'll address, seizures and anything else that you might be giving that cat CBD for. You can put it on their ear. They don't have to eat anything. So that's been phenomenal.
Let's go back to that. That is a great tip, but it only works for CBD. So you could just put it on the tip of their ear.
Yeah, because it's a transdermal cream that we developed.
Okay,
and
the cream.
It's in a small tube, but it's got 1,000 milligrams in it, and it has a really strong dermal penetrant. And other features to this cream that make it really easy to use with your pets is it absorbs very quickly, because pets have a tendency to lick anything off that you put on their skin. So if you want to put this on hot spots or on an area that they could get to with their mouth, they're going to likely lick it off. But this absorbs so quickly that they don't even get a chance to do that.
Hopefully you're doing a lot of advertising out there with hot spots, because this sounds like a great product for that.
It is. We're very limited on how we can advertise because of being a CBD company. So, it's unfortunate, but that's just the reality of it for us. We'd be doing a lot more advertising if we didn't hit so many brick walls.
Yeah, my personal opinion is separate from this show, so I'm not going to say it. But we talked about the dosage and how the best type of form for the dosage. When should you see results? Because some people like me are impatient. I could see myself, I gave Charlotte some of the treatables that you sent. Thank you. And
okay,
she's just going to be calm and be a good cat right now. But that's not the way to go, right? I'm sure.
Well, there's a couple things that happen. If you're not seeing the results, then that pet probably needs more of it. Or, because with calming, you should definitely see something change within 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, that's fast.
If you didn't see that happen, it's time to try another product, get more in their system, et cetera. And believe it or not, cats sometimes need a high dose. That's been a real surprise for us. Again, back to the receptor system. Cats don't have as many receptors as dogs, so sometimes they need more.
So, Juliana, what about this? So, some people have, like me in my household, a partner that doesn't like to give anything different, but I am a rebel, so I say, no, we're going to try this. We're going to try different things. They're my test crew, so they have to. So, mostly, I think people have an underlying fear because they're not sure. It's still new. For the most part, and they don't know if their four babe's going to get sick.
Yeah. Well, that's a legitimate question, especially if you've seen an animal ingest a THC cannabis product and you see the results of that. That's very scary. So the response that you get from CBD, from hemp, when there's no THC in the product is completely different from that, but you still have that stigma. And so many people are literally scared to even try giving CBD because they think it's going to make their pet high or it's going to knock them out or whatever. The worst thing that really could happen with giving a CBD product is if you give too much of it, your pet can get a little diarrhea or vomiting because their system has just become super relaxed. And so they might lose control of their bladder, But in terms of it having real detrimental effects, it's not even possible, actually. Something that came up recently, which is really exciting, is the National Animal Supplement Council conducted research. They've actually got many members that produce CBD products, and we have to report every month if we've got any adverse events that come up. And so they took all the CBD pet product administrations, of which there was over 19 million different administrations. And of all of those administrations of CBD products to pets, there was less than 25 adverse events.
Wow.
Which is 0.00001%. It's a lot less than 1%. So incredible safety rating. Because, every single medicine has to be rated in terms of safety, right? The safety rating for CBD is phenomenally good. So it's really hard. That's why this dosage range is pretty big, because you can give a little or a lot, but you do need to test it out with your pet. And that's why we tell folks to start with the low dose, because you'd be surprised how many pets will respond to such a low dose. And then, you know, whatever dose works for your pet, that's the dose you repeat every 4 hours or whenever it's needed. There's another thing about the CBD products that's really great for pets is, you know, suppose your pet doesn't have anxiety all the time, but they get anxious at 4th of July because of the fireworks, or they get anxious during thunderstorms. Well, we tell folks, you know, pretty much every pet is going to need CBD sooner or later. They may not need it every day, but you can still keep it in the house and have it on hand for when those, you know, occasional moments come up when your pet is just losing their mind with anxiety. And that's where you really get to see it in action. It's amazing to see a pet who would normally be anxious under a certain set of circumstances. They're given the product and they just go lie down and chill somewhere. It doesn't knock them out. It's not like a tranquilizer. It just literally takes the edge off of their anxiety. And it helps them to have the true personality that they have, right? So that's really fun to see.
I personally tried CBD and I've tried topical CBD, and I think it's incredible. There just needs to be more education, even though there's been a ton and it's made, you know, grown by leaps and bounds the last decade. There still needs to be more. Where can people buy treatables?
So we actually sell our product across the country and in pet stores. We've got a store locator on our website. You can also purchase directly from our website. We ship all over the country. Unfortunately, we can't ship outside the country at this time, but we are able to ship to all 50 states. That's probably the easiest way. But of course, you know, if you can support some of our brick and mortar retailers, we love that too, because, you know, they really need the business. So we like to tell customers to go to the stores and purchase if they can.
I know, we've all become lazy.
You know, it's sad. We love our brick and mortar customers. They're awesome. So yeah, if you have one in your area, like I said, there's thousands of stores across the country that carry our product, and we do have a store locator on our website.
Okay, and your website is treatables.com.
Yes, and also following us on social media is another great way to stay connected, because we offer a lot of great deals. So, you know, join our mailing list on our website and you'll get our emails. We don't send out a ton of emails, but when we do, it's usually for a great discount. So join the mailing list and then follow us on social media and you'll get all kinds of promos coming your way.
Well, Juliana, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us about treatables and educating us on the benefits of CBD.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I hope all of you enjoyed this show. Wow, Juliana was so informative about CBD. I really appreciate all of that education. Please be sure to check out Treatables. I want to thank my test crew, Molly, Charlotte, and Dennis. Although really, Charlotte did the most testing because she's the most anxious. Molly's pretty chill, just a diva, and Dennis is chill. He doesn't need, a touch of CBD, that's it. So thank you. Thanks so much to my guest, Juliana Carella, the founder of Treatables. Thanks to everybody listening to Best Bets for Pets. I really appreciate all of you so much. And of course, thank you so much to my producer, Mark Winter, for working your magic and making Best Bets for Pets one of the most popular pet product shows out there on the internet, and for making us sound amazing. And hey, keep listening. You never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.